And if we have time, you can slide. Don't y'all want to slide in there? Who did you want to talk about?
That was what we were talking about. He slid in that dressing thing. Did you already hit record? I feel like he did.
Yeah, I can edit you out. It's cool.
Because you pressed that button dramatically. It was like...
Okay, all right, we're ready. All
right, go ahead.
And 5, 6, 7.
Hello, right. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of The Plug. You can hear the ladies wilding out. I'm your host, Chris. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
I'm Lonnie Lynn.
I'm Vanessa Nicole.
Y'all remember, stop acting like that.
Episode 2, so what we gotta talk about? We gotta talk about Kendrick first, the Damn album. Personally, I think it was a great album, good storytelling, great production. Lyrics was amazing. All the features were actually great. It wasn't too many either. I feel like a lot of artists do that, where they just put a bunch of people on the album just to say they got them, you know what I'm saying? But every feature he had was like great. Rihanna sounded amazing.
Yeah, she did.
All of
that
love was dope.
Was dope too. It was Zachariah, so I don't know who the hell. I didn't read it. I just saw Z-A-C-H and that's all I see.
Yeah, that was, I don't know how to pronounce it either. You're not alone. It was a good album though.
If a guy slap a pussy ass nigga, I'ma make it look sexy. I was like, yeah, cause these niggas be trying me. I definitely fuck with it. I just thought we had to put that out there because it's new. I'll let y'all know if you haven't listened to it, please do. I'm pretty sure you have, cause y'all not that sleep. Y'all ain't sleeping like that. Just go ahead and listen to Damn.
The album is dope. I don't like the cover art. He looked like he been hanging out.
She's staring at it right now.
With Lil Yachty in there and doing all types of drugs.
It's haunting her right now. Let me just take that off the TV so you'll be fine.
It looked like Kendrick tried lean for the first time and then decided to do a photo shoot for the album. But
Kendrick looked like he back in the Nixon Gardens right there, man. For real.
Right. He looked like he in a sunken place.
Oh God.
On the cover art. Like just sad.
Baby.
Damn. We'll leave that for Debate the Music. Y'all definitely check out our music podcast on the GPN network. Wait, what was next? So we have Janet Jackson.
Listen,
Miss Jackson.
Wait. We gotta explain.
Nasty.
Let's explain first. Let's explain what's going on for the people who don't know.
Janet Jackson, aka Janet the Scammer, aka Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, recently had a baby and filed for divorce from her husband of 5 years and 2 months. Coincidentally, they had a prenuptial agreement set up that after 5 years, she gets $500 million. Mm. So it was like the come up of all time. I don't like the fact people are calling her a gold digger, though.
Absolutely not.
It should be a salary cap on who you can call a gold digger. She's worth quite a few million herself.
Hold on, wait. Let's stop right there. People are calling Mary J. Blige's husband a gold digger, too. I feel like if you're trying to
But he ain't had no money.
Who is? He's not a Jackson.
No. Listen. See, this is a misconception. He was actually her manager. He got money. People don't know he has money. He got bread already. No, he got more than 10%. He was worked. They worked together for X amount of years. He worked with other people too. He got his own bread.
He was gaming for X amount of years.
He's just trying to get extra bread. I feel like it could still be gold digging even if you had your own money. I don't even think it should be called gold digging though. It should be more. It's just greed. You being greedy. You got millions already. Why is this? This is greed.
You know what it is. If you get into the story, as people have dug into the story from what has been leaked into the media by whatever sources. Don't nobody know the story because we ain't heard nothing really. But what I can say was, from what I've read, they've had their differences. They were brought up culturally. He even said it, that they come from different worlds. And it just wasn't working out. Now, with that being said, if I'm in a relationship or in a marriage with someone who I pretty much rushed into this with, let's just be honest, they weren't dating that long. And by year 3 or 4, I find myself miserable. I'm gonna remember that I signed a piece of paper that said if I stay for another year, I might as well get some money out of it. Because you're not about to make me miserable. You didn't change the way I am. You told me when I tour, I have to put on clothes. I can't sing like this. I can't dance like this. I have to move over here and change my entire customs. And then I don't get anything out of this. Let me take my baby and my $500 million and go on about my life because we ain't doing this. What we're not going to do is discredit Janet, okay? She's been performing since the year my mama was born. We ain't going to do that. She's been on stage.
I got one question. What was the last song she came out with?
That's shit with J. Cole.
I don't recall.
The song with J. Cole and him. You know the song she did with J. Cole.
I'm really thinking hard. I don't recall.
But my point is, it doesn't matter when the last time she did anything. That's a Jackson you're talking about.
And she still will sell out any arena.
And she will.
In minutes.
Let's be honest.
That don't have nothing to do with her being greedy.
She doesn't. She's getting what she's owed.
Okay.
I feel like she's owed it.
The other part of that.
Can we be real? Can we keep it real though and say she's being greedy? Can we keep it real?
No.
He's not being greedy.
He's giving that to her.
You would not put that as in the prenuptial agreement if you were not willing to give it.
Because the thing about prenups are, and this is just what I've heard from like financial like gurus and things. You're supposed to do a prenup when you're in a happy place. So that way, you're saying, if anything doesn't work between us, this is what I want you to have because I love you. So he said that in his prenup because that's what he wanted her to have because he loves her. Unfortunately, it didn't work. She's not suing him for this or dragging him through custody and trying to get this money. It's already written in stone, so she's not being greedy. Now, Mary J. Blige's husband thinking she about to pay child support for his kids that aren't hers and stuff like that.
And pay for...
That's
he
greedy.
Wants... The list that he had, he wants a personal chef and he wants all of this. If you don't get in there and get it popping with them ramen noodles and shut up, he wants money for other reasons. And you know, she said in her song, 11 years she sacrificed. Besides the kids, she had nothing to show.
I think when it comes to alimony and all of that stuff, like, I have more of a closer experience with it. I experienced it. My mom went through that situation with my stepdad, so I know more of how it works. So I personally believe it's the man's fault usually, because when you sign that prenup, you understand what's in there. You understand what you're getting yourself into. At that point, you made the decision. You made a choice as a man. So now you sign that paper. You know what you got to do to hold up your end of the bargain. You mess up. You cheat. You do whatever. You gotta pay it out. It is what it is. You decided on that. But at the same time, I do think women take advantage of it. And I think it's a lot of weak ass men that take advantage of it in opposite situation as well. I just think there's too many greedy people out here. Personally, I feel like when a relationship is over, you should leave with some whatever you came with. Now, if we built a business together, you get half, I get half, that makes sense. But nobody should be taking care of anybody. Nobody should be paying anybody after a relationship is over. I just feel like that's you create a dependency, and I don't think that's healthy for people in general. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should be dependent on the next person for anything.
But it sounds simple, but it's not that black and white. It's a huge gray area.
It is. First of all, the difference between alimony and prenup anyway.
I already know.
Right. So me having to pay you for you to survive would be alimony. This prenup is what this was agreed upon, and I don't feel like she should be bashed from what was agreed upon between her and her husband.
I know that's what I'm saying. That's what
actually
I'm not bashing her at all.
I don't feel like calling her a gold digger is a bit much.
No, I'm saying greedy, greedy.
She's not even greedy.
It's greed, man.
Maybe an opportunist.
You see the opportunity is on the table and you're like, you know what, I didn't put up with this controlling MF for these years. I'm going to get this money and get up out of here.
I'm trying to do with Janet. Hello. To get my little body together,
pop me out a baby for a billionaire,
a nice Middle Eastern man.
But it's
nice Middle Eastern man.
I feel like a bigger issue to this is just the whole scamming culture altogether is something to have an issue with, because then we got, like, I don't even know, was it Joan the Scammer or something? That guy, is that the name?
Yeah.
So many young girls praise this shit, and I see 16, 17 year old girls who praise this scamming lifestyle, not realizing that you can end up in jail, you can end up shot, you scammed the wrong motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's not glamorous like people make it seem. You're still committing usually illegal activity. Like, let's be honest. Not all the time, but a lot of times you're doing some illegal shit. And I think that we shouldn't like, in this situation, it makes sense, but we still shouldn't glorify it like it's so amazing, like it's a feat. Like, let's not act like she did something like it's an accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? Like, her relationship didn't work. I'm pretty sure she would have loved for a marriage to work, if anything. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think we should look at something like this as, yeah, she won. She scammed him. Like, I just don't like the scamming culture. I'm not a fan.
Well, I understand that wholeheartedly. I do think the scamming culture goes a bit far, especially from people who have, you know, been scammed. I'm not saying I'm one of the people. But
I was about to ask you, like, you got scammed.
No, I'm not. But I'm just like, damn, like, imagine if you were. But my thing is, I guess it's more of a, it is a newer thing that people are priding themselves into getting what they feel like they should get, regardless of if they actually should get it.
And you know what? Maybe that's my, like, naivety or whatever, but I look at it as, like, I never take scamming seriously. So all of it's just a big joke to me.
Yeah, see?
I'm not all of it's funny and all of it's a joke to me. I'm not thinking about the fact that some people really live this lifestyle, because it's literally just a joke to me. It's not my reality. But I guess for some people, it is.
Yeah, because so. I know people who've gotten shot, beat up, all kind of shit from, it's like, some scamming shit. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's, like, serious. So even when I see the jokes on the timeline, it's one of them things I just can't engage in, you know, because it's too real for me. Like, it's too relatable, so I just kind of stay away from that. But I mean, I don't know. I guess this one, it kind of makes sense. Janet, get your money, do whatever. But it's still, tell me it's not fishy, though, that she left right after the 5 years was up.
She did just have the baby, too. So it's not like, no woman's going to leave a man while she's pregnant. That's not a time that you want to be by yourself, like, and honestly, going through a divorce. That's, you already, and then she old, so she was definitely high risk. She can't just be leaving 6 months pregnant and she high risk. She probably would have lost a damn baby or something. So she wait till you pop it out, and then people want to make their families work. So she tried for a couple months to make it work, and was like, "Nah, bro,
I get out of it. I get something out of this. I'm gonna get out of this. I'm out." And from, you know, the rumors of what really, you know, was going on, the fact that he was controlling and all of that. I mean, who really wants to stay in that? Who wants to stay in that? I mean, yeah, you wanna
not Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson, if you nasty, but yeah, I just feel like, you know, to call her a gold digger and say that she was in it for his money is just like, don't do that, because, you know, your fave look up to her. So she's the definition of your fave could never. So, yeah, we ain't going to go there. We going to leave her alone. Go ahead, Janet. I hope you live a little happy life. She ain't listening, but hopefully somebody passed that to her.
She going to be single for a long time.
That's rude.
She's fine, though.
But, like, she is fine.
She's at an age, and I'm only speaking from women I know that are about that age, that are single. They have no interest in ever being married again. Half of them don't want to live with a man again. They really just want to live their life, get some dope D from time to time.
I'm sure. That's why I said she'll be single.
Like, they genuinely feel that way.
Yeah.
If you can be with somebody who can give you $500 million and not feel it, like, hey, if you can leave that, then you're going to be single. There's nowhere to go but down. Like, let's be honest. It's nowhere to go but down. So she's going to be solo.
I don't think so. Everybody always going to want Janet. So somebody is always going to want Janet.
Yeah, someone's going to want her. He's saying she don't want nobody.
Exactly. Nobody will be able to compare to that billionaire. Come on, man. Like Mariah Carey, she left Nick Cannon, got with a billionaire, left him alone. And, like, where do you go now? Like,
I low-key think they leaving Mariah, but go ahead, though.
I think the same thing. She probably annoying as hell.
Yeah, Mariah don't seem.
If we gonna be honest, I think a lot of these women that are famous that get left probably annoying as hell, but we think they're attractive and they're all this, and we see only the glitz and glamour of them when they're on a red carpet with makeup on. We don't see
them.
She's
still looking annoying.
No, I'm not even... I know, but I'm saying it might be even worse if you gotta wake up with her and go to sleep next to her. Like, that's probably a damn headache. Like, Tiny, T.I. probably leaving her for a better reason.
She don't even fall into the fine category, though.
Exactly. Come on, man. come on, can we be honest? I saw people on the timeline blaming T.I. because she changed her eye color. He was probably so disappointed, walked in the house like, what the hell?
She said she doesn't even fall into the fine category.
She doesn't.
We wasn't know. Just going to skate past that.
No, we can't sit here and act like she's attractive, though. And I see a lot of people saying she's a great songwriter, and that's true. I give her credit for that. But, I mean, just what did she do to herself?
I'm telling you, those self-hate issues, bruh.
They're real. Man. They are real. They're real. They cause problems.
But it doesn't even matter how fine you are. Because like Joey said, for every bad bitch, it's a nigga tired of fucking her. Like, that just rings Facts. True. No matter how Facts. Bad you are, if you're annoying, getting on somebody's nerves, can't bring peace to the table, they're over you. Why y'all think niggas be settling for these mediocre looking bitches? Because their personality and shit be on fleek.
Man,
and
ugly girls the best. Ugly girls know how to talk to you about your problems. Ugly Thank girls you. Are best friends, man. We love ugly girls. Thank ugly you. Girls show you love.
You gotta find yourself a solid 7, okay? You find yourself a solid 7 in the confidence category, and you find.
See,
that's the key. That my husband probably ugly. I need to get my shit together.
Let's go find these ugly niggas in the DMs.
I'm not. That's you know what? For now on, when I do get bored and decide to scroll through my DMs, I'm gonna respond to all the ugly niggas. I need an ugly nigga with low self-esteem because I can't keep doing this.
Nah, you can't get one with low self-esteem, man. He gonna be chasing you everywhere you go. Who are you talking to? Them niggas be annoying.
Oh, no, I don't want you to be secure. Okay,
he needs
right.
to be a 7 on the scale of confidence, you know?
I need him to be
yes,
a 5.
Yes, Bree, you got it.
A 7 in the confidence category. And then we can go from there. I need an ugly nigga who don't really know he ugly.
No,
I know he ugly. So, and these bitches know he ugly. So they not checking for him too much.
Right, that's the balance. Damn, what was our next topic? I totally forgot.
We was talking about lurkers. All y'all. I'm innocent.
I don't care what anybody says. Everybody lurks or semi lurks. It might not be to the point where like you're on random people's pages, stupid for information. But you
wait. Hold on. Wait. How many random pages have you ended up on?
Listen, sometimes.
To me?
Yeah.
That explore page on Instagram.
Or sometimes you just end up down the tags. Like, oh, he tagged her in this picture. Let me see who this is. Oh, she tagged him. Oh, is that her actual one? Oh, well, then. Oh, no, he got a girl. And now you 10 people in and you don't know what the hell you at. You just.
I might be skimming through comments.
You know?
Trying to put a face to the comment.
No, I didn't notice. I didn't know this, but there's like a science to lurking. It's not just go to this person's page. It's you go to this person's page they're connected to, or who is this in this picture? Yes. And next thing you know, you see all their friends that was in 10 of their pictures. It's ridiculous. You go to the whole friends list.
I know what school they went to. Oh, I know your alma mater. My thing is,
I know all your vacation spots.
I wanted to know why people lurk. And, you know, and it's not just women as much as men think it is, because I've asked this question and men mostly answer. They lurk. Y'all be all in
just for different reasons.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. We lurk for
reasons. Y'all not gonna play innocent. All I'm gonna say is I don't lurk because I don't have to lurk, because niggas usually don't care enough to hide it from me in the first place.
No, we do lurk for different reasons though.
So it's right there. Ain't no sense in lurking. It's right there.
We lurk for different reasons than y'all. Y'all be doing it so y'all can have something to argue about and all that.
That's true.
I'm lurking to decide if I really want to deal with your attitude or not. Like, to see if you really over here chasing other niggas who you giving your attention to and all that, to see if it's even worth my energy. Because half the time, girls with more than 1,000 followers, don't waste your time. Don't waste
That's
your time.
That's not a lot, though. I would say with more than, like, 5,000 followers, don't waste your time. Not 1,000.
Okay. Let me prove my point. How many guys do you have in your DM right now?
Huh?
How many guys are in your DM right
now?
You know
how you can hear.
I don't know.
Exactly. Girls are less than 1,000. No, they know how many in there.
That ain't my point. See? All day, all year.
Wait. Listen. This is my point, though. It's not always about like if she's responding or not. It's the fact that she got 20 different niggas chasing her every day.
What's your point?
I don't have time to be dealing with all that.
But she wants you though.
She chose you.
See, but that ain't my point. Again, that's not the point. What did we just talk about? Choosing the right one. I'd rather choose a girl who's a solid 8 who don't even deal with social media like that. So she ain't gotta worry about all those deals. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe that's why I don't handle man. Maybe that's it.
You got too many followers for a relationship, apparently.
And I don't even have that many. So my little 1,800 IG followers is too many.
So it's a bit much, okay?
No,
so
man.
Nobody care about the 20 people out of 1,800 that are in your DMs.
Right.
But we're not going to say everybody lurk to argue. I mean, some people lurk. Like, I lurk on some PI shit. Like, my friends come to me like, yo, I don't understand. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm about to understand. Don't worry about it.
But you don't lurk for me, like, ever. I don't recall you ever lurking for me.
Well, because usually you come to me having already done the lurking, and I usually just got to talk you out of whatever the fuck you're about to do next.
You're right. I usually connect the dots and come to you for confirmation about whether or not
and
I'm
like,
connected
no,
the dots correctly.
No, my God, don't do it. Please don't. What are you about to do? I'm usually on the phone with Van, like, listen.
Try and talk me down.
But I found this, and he said 4 hot eyes and 2 kissy faces.
That man ain't fucked twice. Like, I jumped to conclusions. Like, I jumped to all types of conclusions.
It's only really funny because it's so true.
Wait, well, honestly, that kind of proves why lurking can be useful, because if you go do a little bit of investigating, then you might be able to connect the dots and then answer your own questions before you even ask. So that it could be helpful.
You make assumptions, like
you do.
I have, okay, for example, there's like certain people who comment on my pictures and like I flirt with, and they're like a brother, but it's literally like they might be like, damn baby, da-da-da-da-da, hard eyes, kissy faces, the whole nine. That nigga not checking for me, I'm not checking for him. Like, so you can't just be jumping to conclusions. I can jump to conclusions.
No, see, this is the thing though. After you lurk, you gotta ask the right questions. It's only certain questions that really even matter when it comes to a guy chasing a girl. Like, if she commented on my pictures, she either ain't got my phone number, or she's just trying to be bold and get your attention anyways. Because girls know what they're doing, commenting on pictures, but you could easily DM me and say what you gotta say. So you gotta ask important questions like, who is she? Where do you know her from? Where is she located? Like,
you guys associate outside of social media?
Simple. Those simple questions. Shit that matter.
But
like,
y'all gonna lie anyway.
Regardless.
See, some niggas gonna lie. I can't do nothing about that. But I think women just waste their time with questions like, how long you been following her? How many pictures you like? Like,
oh, that's bullshit questions. I never asked those sex finding questions.
Yeah,
so
that
how
shit
do you
don't mean
nothing. What is your relationship like? Do you know her outside of social media? Oh, I noticed that there was some banter. Would you like to explain?
You interrogate niggas. That's what you do. You interrogate.
She got the light on them. They sitting in the middle of the room.
Did you see how her voice changed? Her whole tone changed up. Like,
it got real professional.
It was intense.
But slightly scary.
Nigga, I start sweating like, damn. She be questionable, man.
I don't really know her.
See, but if you ask the right questions, then you really won't have to lurk a lot, you know? So me personally, I don't really do the lurking thing. It's not for me. I don't really have a reason to. I'll just ask you. If you gonna lie, I'm gonna find out later regardless anyway, so.
The truth always comes out,
yeah,
right?
I ain't got time to be going through 10 people pages. And I'm the type, I would like an old-ass picture and keep going. I don't care. So I don't have time to do the lurking thing. It's useless. I'd rather just ask you and wait for you to lie so I can catch you later and laugh at you.
You know what? You're right. I'm not lurking anymore. It's beneath me.
She gonna lurk them all, yeah. She gonna lurk them all.
But sometimes my lurking is, like, innocent. Like, it'll be like, oh, this girl is pretty. Oh, I like her style. I'm all 700 weeks into her pictures. I'm like, oh, her style has just transformed over the years.
Let me tell y'all.
Like,
if y'all find yourselves 120 weeks plus into the the gram, and you accidentally like a picture, just go ahead and take that charge. Just go ahead and take that charge. Be the creep that you are, because you caught now. We're going to get the notification regardless. if you unlike it, so you might as well just stand by that.
I wish you could, like, somehow unlike something and get the notification removed. Because that's embarrassing when you accidentally get caught lurking, like...
Not really. It just shows you give a damn. That's all. Live with
no.
it.
No.
Not when you 10 people in, like...
Right. Not when... Yeah, well, not
try
when...
to connect the dots and you 4 dots in and you didn't like this person's picture but you didn't mean to and you don't even know them. They don't follow you. You don't follow them.
Right.
They the girl that you lurking or best friend. We don't got time. See, now you just like that.
Oh, so you just don't want your crazy to be exposed. That's what it is.
Yeah, or creep. Because you might be on a guy page. Like,
Or like the friend request and things like that. Like accidentally sending a request. But that's why my preferred method of lurking is probably Facebook. Because IG... You trying to enlarge the picture, you done double tapped and shit. And then you just gotta commit to it. So yeah, that's my preferred method of lurking. But I'm not lurking anymore.
We'll see. We gonna see next week. See if you go one whole week without lurking. We shall see.
We gonna see. Nigga, we gonna see.
I'm telling you.
But I do lurk about women's style because women dress wonderfully at times and then confusingly at other times.
I love how you just said confusingly instead of trashy or like raggedy.
Yeah, because I am not.
We don't slut shame over here.
I am not going to do that. However, I'm going to change it's a bit interesting.
If they want to wear the see-through dresses with the bras,
the mesh is what it's called.
The mesh with the... With the underwear,
with the
thongs
adore me.
On. Do you think
if your adore me is a part of your outfit, Cisco?
Wait, see, I only said that because I'm be honest here. I'm kind of confused on what slut shaming is. Like, let me ask you this: is slut shaming me talking about you because you supposedly slept with a bunch of guys, or is slut shaming me talking about you because of what you're wearing?
All of it.
So all of that
you
is
call
slut
me
shaming.
A slut, or if you label me. Something of the sort because of what I have on and not because of anything that you know about me or any assumption that you've made towards me as a sexual being, that is slut shaming. Yeah, take that, digest that. That's what that is. Yeah. So what we not gonna do because I decided to put on my little freaking dress what Beyonce has said and come out is call me a thot.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this. So no matter what you're wearing, if I address you a certain way because of what you're wearing, it is now slut shaming.
Absolutely.
Yes, because you shouldn't approach me because of what I'm wearing.
And you can't make an assumption about me, my character, my morals, or who I am as a person based on what I've decided to wear or not wear, or how much of my body I've decided to reveal that day.
For this evening in particular.
Okay, so that's slut shaming. Okay, so I got another question.
It's a version of slut shaming, yeah.
A version, okay. So is it the same type of shaming, I guess you would say, when you see a guy that is like sagging or whatever, he just looks totally unapproachable?
No, he looks stupid.
Okay, so is that stupid shaming, or are you talking about him thug shaming or whatever?
Intellect.
Is there a
intellect
name for that?
It's not the same, because the same people though. Talk shit, but slut shaming goes towards like... it's deeper than that because it's part of like rape culture, things like that. So it's a lot deeper than somebody just don't like your style of dressing and you look inappropriate. It's
so,
slut shaming is
so
like
slut shaming is strictly sexual.
Yeah, you're calling him a slut. What do sluts do?
Oh, that's all I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get some clarity. I just want clarity. I'm asking questions.
Slut shaming is sexual. It's about the way you dress, the way you. quote unquote present yourself, the way you, how many people you slept with, might have slept with, like all of those type of things is like slut shaming, and that's all part of like rape culture and things like that. Dudes wearing their pants off their ass, that's just
confusingly what did I say?
But that's just what they, I don't even, it doesn't even bother me to be quite honest. I don't give a shit.
I'm a man and it bothers me. You look stupid, pull your damn pants up. Like, it just, it looks fucking ridiculous. I grew up in Compton, so I see it all the time and I hate that shit. And niggas just call me weird because I actually wore belts. I don't give a fuck. I'm not wearing my pants down my ass. You just look fucking stupid. Like, I just, I don't understand. I don't
get it. Because she was about to go off.
we got to save the whole slut shaming, rape culture. That got to be another episode. I got a lot of questions because Twitter has confused me, and I want to know what it is. I really need some clarity on these subjects, so we're going to save that.
We got you, you know, for the meantime, in between time, we wanted to know, or you posed the question, who do women dress for?
Okay, wait. Women was killing me on Twitter because I did a poll, and all I asked was, who do women dress for? And I said, guys, women, and then women and gay men. And the answer that got the most votes was women and gay men. And I always believe that because I see gay guys talk shit about girls, and like where girls would be crying, they'd be worse than like us, than like straight men. It's insane. And also because of the fashion world and the power that gay men have there, it's like their opinion matters a lot more. And a lot of women were just in my mentions saying, I dress for me and I don't need nobody else to like me, blah, blah, blah. And the poll said different. Like, right. I don't know. It's a tough one for me. I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, we're not going to pose it. Listen, we ain't going to lie. Yeah. Because these men throw a whole different level of shade. And women do as well. And gay men and women all in the same group. That's one shady bunch, let me tell you. But mostly, I'm going to give you the cliche answer. I dress for myself. Okay? It's just that I know that straight men, gay men, other women go and dig this outfit too, because I'm killing it out here. But it's not that we don't dress so that gay men don't talk about us. I'm gonna just kill it in general and don't give nobody anything to talk about.
I think it's for me, it's a combination of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm scared of what a gay man or anybody's gonna say to me, because no one's gonna fucking check me.
Who's gonna check me, boo?
But women like attention. A man's not gonna be like a straight man. It's not like, oh my god, your outfit is so dope. Like, that's not gonna happen.
No.
But a girl is gonna be like, oh my god, sis, you look good. Da da da. Or a gay man is gonna be like,
yes.
Damn, baby, that body. Da 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 da. Like, hype you up. So, of course, women like that part. And men. Maybe I don't dress for men. I'm trying to think.
Because they don't care.
Y'all don't really care. Okay. I mean, I try to make sure, like, I'm presentable. Or, like if I'm dating someone, like, if I know a certain guy, like, likes heels, like, he's 6'4", he likes you in heels, I might wear them more often. Or if I'm dating somebody who's shorter and he likes girls in tennis shoes, I might wear tennis shoes more often. So I'll alter my style based on that, even though I wear both all the time anyway. But it's not, like, really for a specific person. Makeup is definitely for women. I wear makeup for other women because I know how I am. And I'll be like lurking, scrolling through pictures like, she should wear makeup more. Like,
now the makeup one, I'll give you that, because guys, most of us don't know a lot about makeup. I know way too much about makeup after dating two women who are like makeup artists. I know way too much. So it's like,
Crispy, really, your face, like, you ain't blend that right.
Right.
No, yo, I'm telling you, it's scary how much I know. I'll be having to catch myself from saying shit when I see getting makeup in the trash.
Your wig,
like,
is not sharp. It is not sharp.
I know, because we sit here and watch TV, and then she be pointing shit out like, oh, her makeup is trash. And after months of me seeing that shit, now I'm trained to see it. Now when I see a picture on Twitter, it's like, damn, she looked terrible. The only thing us men care about on women as far as makeup goes is eyebrows. That's the only thing we really give a fuck about. When your eyebrows is off, they can see that, and it's like, damn, she probably got dishes in the sink at the house. Like, the eyebrows tell a lot.
Damn, Chris, sheesh.
How you just make that? Oh my gosh.
Her eyebrows raggedy, so her house dirty? Shit.
She ain't washed that pot since last week. I know she did. It's been soaking.
This is a proven fact. Most girls who draw their eyebrows on don't clean their bathtub out. I'm just being honest.
When was this study?
It's a proven fact.
Morgan State University. When was this done?
Most women, even women that have eyebrows, especially when they put on makeup, fill in their eyebrows, because it just look crazy when you don't fill them in if you have on a full face of makeup.
So if anything, I would say women who take care of their outer appearance probably have a decent house because they're caring about the details. But, you know, what do I know?
No, no, no. I'm talking about the girls who literally have no eyebrows and draw them on from scratch.
I don't have some
She's starting from zeros. Oh, shit. You think I'm talking about you?
You coming for a real nigga.
Well, I should have plugged everybody when we talk shit to you and we might be talking about you.
So I got in my bag a little bit. I don't have eyebrows. I've never had any eyebrows. I actually got them semi-permanent eyebrows done last year by this nice Colombian lady. But I went to New York to get them, but her name is Carmen. She's Colombian. That's like my Colombian godmother. She's giving me all the life. But I don't have eyebrows. And that's a struggle. Why would I just not have eyebrows? You think I would be out here with deficiencies? Like,
No. I'm not. I'm talking about the girls who, like, purposely... No. I know girls who, like, purposely shave them off. Oh man, it's sad.
People who shave them off and then draw them on don't have a good outline to start with. The eyebrows they want don't go with the outline that they have, so they just start from scratch.
No one shaves them off anymore, though, right?
What? Yes, people do. I've watched girls do that shit. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, that is West Coast shit.
Yeah, it probably isn't West Coast shit. Like, I've been to Hollywood. Yes, it's some weird motherfuckers out there, man.
Well, you said it, Hollywood.
Because even with me getting my like semi-permanent tattooed on, like, I didn't shave my eyebrows. Like, my hair is still there.
See, you didn't do it on purpose. I'm not even talking about you. I'm talking about the ones who did it, like, intentionally, who made that decision. Like, they woke up this morning, like, I'm gonna shave my eyebrows off today. Like, those motherfuckers. Like,
and start again. They want a clean canvas.
Wait, hold on. So I got another question about the makeup thing, right? Because I'm starting to see a lot of women. First of all, it's a lot of girls who on Instagram and Twitter mainly look exactly the same. They all look like a Kardashian. Either they look like that or they have on a bunch of makeup to where they look like drag queens. Like, why is that the trend right now?
I don't know. Because you're right. Looking like a drag queen is the trend.
Everybody does do that same Kardashian. I don't even want to call it the Kardashian look because I'm pretty sure they didn't start it.
But that smoky,
yeah,
with long eyelashes.
But
type.
Bare, like it's neutral,
like a bare face.
A neutral face, but you know you got face for the makeup.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about. I have no idea. Because I look like that. Anymore.
See, I'm glad y'all know what I'm talking about now. It's so stupid.
No, not at all. We don't have the answers, though.
I don't have the answers, Sway.
It just seems like it's popular to do when all the girls want to do it because they like looking like whatever is popular to look like.
I like that look, though. I'm not going to lie. I think it's cute.
I cannot achieve it.
I can't achieve it. But, Chris, I'm not going to lie to you. If I could achieve it, my selfies would all be with the Kim K face, if that's what you want to say. Like,
no.
It's cute. It looks good. It really does look good.
It's not too much. Like you said, the drag queen.
Women just want to look polished, you know? And that's what makes them
nobody say nothing to y'all when y'all in the barbershop. Y'all get y'all little shape.
Y'all, that Beijing.
When they get the Beijing on that hairline, that dreadful hairline.
I don't even know what the Beijing is. What the hell y'all talking about?
Oh, might be an East Coast thing.
Wait, is that the Odell Beckham, the little patch? Is that the little patch, the little soul patch?
Beijing is like the Jamie Foxx.
Beijing is how LeBron got his hairline back for that little bit of time.
Right. It's a really dark powder. It's like a dye that you put on your face and you add it to your facial hair.
You still get your beard.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Hold on. Yeah, we need to discuss this too. Hold on. Wait. Because y'all can't get on niggas' heads for putting on fake beards when girls have, again, weaves, makeup, eyelashes, they get lip injections, new titties, new asses, like all of that. You can't have everything in your body fake and get mad because the nigga wanted to make his beard connect. Come on, man.
I can't.
Come on, man.
I can't.
You're fraud. You're fraud.
How dare you?
If that's the case, everyone would have known it's a fraud.
I want to know you earned that beard. What did you do to get it besides sit in the shop? We not doing this. You taking credit, and that's not the case. No, I mean, I wouldn't say it's the same thing because weaves are protective styles. Mm-hmm. What are you protecting? Wow. Putting Beijing.
Your ego.
That's an excuse you came with?
That you ain't gonna get no number slid your way.
Protective styles? Really? That's the excuse you come at me with? Wow.
Excuse me? That's not an excuse. That's what I did. That's how I went natural. What are you talking about?
Okay, you went natural. Okay, I get it. You are one of the women who I guess can say that, okay, you can't have a fake beard. I understand. But for 90% or whatever the percentage is of the women out here that wear wigs and weaves, and that's a lot of fucking women. I know girls who got long hair that still wear wigs. No problem at all. No problem at all. But I'm saying, if you wear all of that shit on your head to enhance yourself and your look, what's wrong with a nigga going to go get a beard? What's the difference?
Because it looked like shoe polish.
It looks bad. It's not that you're doing something to alter your appearance. It's that it looks bad and it alters your
I think you should just look it up. Go ahead and look it up.
It's not.
I've seen, now that y'all mention that, I know what y'all talking about. Because Carlos Boozer had that bullshit. I've seen a barber in Chicago.
Y'all talk about bad weaves too, regardless.
But if y'all could figure out how to get the beard to connect with some type of transplant or something, y'all had a weave for the beard, then by all means, do you think? But you can't do that, so it just looks bad.
Nah, it's some good ones out here. Y'all must not have seen it. I'm gonna send it to you on Twitter. It's some good ones out here where you wouldn't even know. Nah, I'm telling you, you wouldn't know. You would not have no idea. It looks like these niggas look like different people.
I can always spot the Beijing.
No, it's not Beijing. Everybody don't use the polish shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck the barber do, but the niggas look different and they have a full beard. It's crazy as hell. I know. I watch all the videos and all that shit. Like, because a lot of niggas, it was like a big debate a few weeks ago.
Chris was thinking about it.
He was thinking about it.
Chris don't have a full beard, y'all. He just got that little chin thing going.
He was thinking about it. Chris was watching
the
videos like, I'm about to fuck the game up.
I'm about to shit on these niggas.
Nah, man. See, because me, I've accepted that when my shit come in, it's going to come in. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be one of them niggas that hit my, I'm going to hit my stride when I'm like 35, when I get older and shit. That's when I'm going to be done. I'm cool with not having it right now. I don't care too much.
I feel like to let the ship sail. I feel like these are sentences you say when you're 17. Not 26.
A lot of niggas could probably grow the shit out. They just don't want to go through that dirty patch phase looking like Paul Pierce, that's all.
Yeah.
It's a trial, but well,
it is unattractive.
You know, listen, we all gotta go through stages to get where we wanna be. It ain't easy being natural. Like I have locks. And if I could lay these thick ass Marley locks down flat enough, and I hope y'all don't think I wouldn't go get a wig. Cause I be wanting to switch it up sometimes, you know. It ain't got nothing. It's not always about enhancing. It's just switching it for a second.
Right. Like when I had my Florida Evans bush.
damn.
When I had my Florida Evans bush, I would wear. That's something. That's when I first started wearing like braids and stuff. Cause that bush was getting to me. Like it's hard to be cute with the Florida Evans little ass bush. Like. It is. I was struggling.
And you see some women do it so effortlessly. You're like, oh, she's cute. So anyway, about these goddess twists, I'm about to hit it.
Right.
Who can grip this?
The struggle bush. No, bro, I had to fix that. So yeah, that's when I started getting braids and stuff because my bush was struggling. But now I'm low key winging on your hoes in case y'all was wondering.
Winging. Go ahead. Off. Natural. Hello, sis. It is what it is. You're not going to compare that because at least weaves and wigs look good because you can't say and tell me some of these ain't real, real steaming till she take her hair off. And and you just need to accept it and remind her to put her bonnet on. Stop judging people.
Nah, I'm the type of nigga that'll snatch that wig off. Talk too crazy.
You humble her real quick. Remember, none of this is yours. Take a baby wipe tough. None of this is yours.
You will catch it.
Flip your head at me again. Watch me take
that's
it.
That's disrespectful. But men hate wigs. I don't know why you guys hate wigs so much.
Actually, I'm a fan of wigs. I like wigs. I just don't like... My main thing when it comes to women, like, I've seen girls who wear wigs, and because they don't have a wig on that day, talk shit about other girls who wear wigs. Like, bitch, you wear wigs too. You're not wrong with wigs.
Yeah, like, just ask okay.
You call her Sasha, and she's in the closet. Shut up. You decided to let your edges breathe for the day. You got to talk about her.
Oh, my God.
agree.
I get it to an extent, but y'all just need to shut up about whether or not we wear wigs, weaves, a piece.
See you know is. What's funny about that is it's like women don't want us to say what we're attracted to and what we like, but then they end up always talking to the wrong guys and dealing with the wrong guys. It's like, you don't know what I like. Can I at least tell you that first? You telling me to shut up? It's like, I'm trying to tell you what I'm attracted to. Like, more than ass and titties. It's more than that.
No. You can say what you're attracted to. And that's fine. However, understand that what you're attracted to is not necessarily something I like or something I'm going to alter my image to be what you're attracted to. So, I think that's where it is. I don't think women mind you saying, I like this type of woman, blah, blah, blah. But don't think that that means I'm about to be that person. Because, you know, nah, bro.
Go find it. No, not at all. Never change who you are.
Go find that thing.
So that's what people get irritated about. Like, that right. Unsolicited opinion. Like, if you like what you like, fine. But don't...
Don't throw it on me, bro.
Right.
I obviously am not it. Because you feel the need to tell me that I'm not it. So... I just need you to go ahead somewhere because my hair is long and Brazilian today. You feel the need to let me know that you don't like that. You prefer women with natural hair. Okay.
Well, vice versa. Right. You tired of my Florida Evans bush because you like bitches with hair down their back. Well, sir, me and Florida Evans like our bush.
We like our bush. And this is how we're going to do it. So I guess it's more so of a thing that, how can I put this lightly? Nobody asked you, right? Sounds about accurate. I feel you.
But yeah. What else we got to get to? Is anything else?
No, I think that was it for the day.
I think we've said our piece.
Oh, do we need to say anything about Tyrese killing it again?
Oh my God, he falls in the category of mind your business, ain't nobody ask you.
Okay. So let me just say my little piece on Tyrese. He irritates my soul. I feel like his intentions are good, but you have to learn the difference between intentions and impact. Like,
yeah.
And I don't think he gets it. However, he did issue an apology today.
Did he?
Yes. Because he was getting dragged.
Yeah, those ain't gonna go viral.
And that's when they usually apologize. I don't
but,
care about you.
Yo, that's like my worst fear. My worst fear is getting dragged by Black Twitter. Like,
honestly,
I hope I never say anything.
Wait, but why though? I mean, they gonna forget the next day.
No,
they forget. Okay, people was on French Montana that one day. After that, have you even saw him on your timeline since?
No,
exactly.
True. No, I was checking for him before either. So this is what happened. But no. When it's serious, they will drag the shit out you. Like, they'll drag you. You'll become a meme. All that. No, like, that is my worst fear.
We was just talking about this in our group chat, me and the homies, because we was just reflecting on the people that Black Twitter supposedly canceled. So, remember Chrisette Michelle? People supposedly canceled her because she was performing at the inauguration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
she
didn't
have
like
two fans anywhere.
My point exactly. So they gonna talk about you for a day and then you die off. It's not gonna last.
I don't want to experience it. I'm sensitive. I don't think I can. I do all my edges. They be snatching them. They snatch your edges. They hurt your feelings. No, I don't want to ever go through that. That's embarrassing. Black Twitter will make you lose your job. Like, no. Like, that is... I don't know. Black
they also
Twitter
help people, too, though. Because remember that lady who wore the Make America Great dress to the... what was that? The Grammys or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That lady's sales went up like 500-something%. It was ridiculous. Her album hopped to number one on iTunes.
Oh, that was just... That.
They went also canceling shit. It can help you because a lot of people that cancel seem to be successful immediately after. So cancel me. Shit.
It's kind of like Paula Deen when that stuff happened with Paula Deen and all her sales went up.
Exactly. That's another good example. So I agree with you though. I think Tyrese has good intentions, but his delivery is always off. And I think that he just needs to write more books and put them out there. Because if he was right, if he had books and then he did all this shit online and had a book. Half of the people that's mad when going by the books, we can actually profit off this shit. Don't just be in the news for no reason to promote Fate and the Furious or whatever the hell. Y'all don't need to promote that shit. People gonna go see it. So like, we don't need that. We don't need more promotion on that. So I think that he's just got to work on his delivery. Like, Instagram, Twitter, any of that is never the right way to get your point across when speaking on any type of social issue, because the character is just not enough. Especially about women or gay people.
And black women. But see, the problem is Tyrese's thinking altogether is problematic for me, to be quite honest.
To be honest.
It's very toxic. And it's like systemic misogynoir. Like,
Oh my God. Speak
on it. Go ahead, man.
We get bashed. Black women get bashed for everything, and men, black men in particular, want to tell black women how to eat, what not to eat, what to wear, what not to wear, how to wear your hair, how to raise your kids. Like, it's like a lose-lose. Like, we just cannot win. So no matter what we do, there's an opinion about it. Like, and it's just aggressive.
Personally, I see more black women attack each other than I do see black men.
I see more black men. And that's a black woman attacking another black woman is still misogynoir, in my opinion.
We're not going to pretend like there aren't some tap dancing ass women.
But it's just interesting to me that the things that black women get torn down for and torn apart for are the same things that either go unspoken about in other races or they're applauded for. Because Tyrese always addresses like black women. He's not saying. I feel like it's always towards black women. It's not towards women in general. He's not talking about...
Well, he was right. in that last Instagram post. He was talking about women in general. He didn't specify black women. That one, he was talking about women because he was going... Even a white woman was mad at him on this one. So he fucked up everybody. It's just when somebody attacks black women... And this is the thing. Because another guy I saw earlier, Gilbert Arenas, he's another guy who just talks shit for the reaction. He only says shit for the reaction. And this is the thing that black women have to start to understand. A lot of people want to be like you. They want to be you. So therefore, they're going to try to annoy you and get under your skin. And black women are the most emotional. They react. Y'all constantly react to everything that's said.
So because we're constantly attacked.
Again, it makes sense. It makes sense. But at the same time, you don't have to respond to... You don't have to drag somebody who has 100 followers because he said, dark-skinned women ugly. Ignore that bum-ass nigga. He's sitting in his mama garage tweeting. Fuck him. You ain't got to give him attention. Everybody that says shit to you, you ain't got to respond. You ain't got to always react. I see girls say, black man ain't shit every day. I keep scrolling. I'm an amazing black man. I'm not about to argue with her. You know what I'm saying? You gotta start to ignore some of these motherfuckers.
You don't have to attend every argument you're invited to. But sometimes people deserve... I deserve a little bit of dragging. Just a little bit.
Like, Tyrese is one I can understand because he has more status. And Gilbert Arenas is one. You don't give him attention. Don't tweet his name.
I ignore everything he said.
Post a photo. Like, stop giving them attention. I guarantee you. Because black women, let's be honest, black women get real life trolled every day. Like, most people get trolled online, but black women get trolled in real life. Like, by gay white men trying to be like them. Like, shit like that. Like, I get it. Trust me. I get it. But I think that for it to stop, part of it is your reaction. You gotta start ignoring these motherfuckers. Like, cause a lot of them do the shit because they know it's gonna get them attention and followers, and they can get a bunch of views on a YouTube video. Like, it's just bullshit.
Okay, can I ask just a quick question? Cause this is what my issue is. At what point, I understand you wanna ignore people, but at some point you have to stand up for yourself, because ignoring people, they're still gonna do it. And it's, you get tired. I'm gonna stand up for myself. That's kinda like, I don't know, pre-civil rights. Just put your head down, mind your business, they'll leave you alone. See, like, it's the same concept. Like, no, I'm gonna stand up for myself.
No, what I'm saying is ignore particular people. Like I said, Tyrese is one person who I understand you responding to, again, because he has more status. He has millions of followers. What he says sort of has a little power behind it because he has more people watching him, and his voice means something because, let's be honest, he said some powerful shit before. but he also has the power to say some bullshit. So you call him out on that bullshit. What I'm saying is the little loser motherfuckers who talking shit online don't deserve no attention at all.
I agree.
Gilbert Arenas ain't been in the NBA in like 5 years. Stop talking to this nigga. He only saying shit because he know we gonna end up on TNT. Like, stop giving a fuck about what he say. Like,
right.
I don't even argue with Twitter feminists, even though they talk shit. Like, some one of them said black men are the number two killer of black women. I know it's bullshit, so I'm not about to sit here and entertain that shit. I'm gonna keep on moving on with my life. I'm not arguing with you. So I think that you should stand in for yourself, but to the right people. Choose your battles wisely.
Okay, you're right. Don't argue with random degenerates. I get you,
man. Yeah. They'll kill you on Twitter, boy. It's too many of them.
Yeah,
I don't like your example.
But that's not true, though. But that really is a false. That's not a true statement or statistic, even.
Yeah, that shit didn't make no damn
that's
sense.
That's definitely not a good statistic. It's not even close to the number.
She said that to Charlamagne on a Breakfast Club, and he was like, wait, what?
Who said that?
Some I don't even know her name. It was some feminist, and she said it to Charlamagne. And he asked her where she got it from, and she said, you. She was literally stuttering for 5 minutes, like... It was just bullshit. It was just made up. And
don't make up facts and stats. You gotta come at least with the word.
Some real shit, man. And to be honest, we all need to stop arguing back and forth together. Anyway, it's
so divisive.
And we gotta get niggas like Gilbert Arenas the fuck out of here. Like, get him out of here, all the way out of here. Like, I don't even care what he said. We not gonna talk about what he said or mention his Instagram name so you can follow him and laugh at him, because it's not fucking funny. It's just annoying and childish. And it's not entertaining to anybody. He's a loser. He hasn't been in the league for years. Like, he just won attention and clout. And black women just got to understand, people using y'all, man. They use y'all emotions. I'm tired of seeing it myself. It's fucking annoying.
Well, damn, that's it. I'm here thinking, like, you know what? I gotta stop reacting to these motherfuckers. You right.
I'm going
I've gotten off. Better. I used to be arguing with people all in comments, putting my little two cents in. Like, no, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, but I've grown up. Bree, no, Tumblr is a home for shit like that.
Listen, oh, you want to get dragged for real? You think black Twitter is? Oh, my gosh.
They write essays on Tumblr.
The right motherfucker on Tumblr, get a hold of your post. It's over. You done deactivated it. They done found where you lived and all of that. And they done dragged your entire life based off your interests. They done scrolled down your blog. And you just sitting there like, damn, it could have all been so simple. But Tumblr is just list. It's oof. But they drag you for any and everything on Tumblr, though. You get dragged for saying you don't like a certain food. It goes off. But I mean, yeah, stop reacting to all. But certain issues really hit home for people, and they bring out people who, yeah. The person who originally put it out was probably trolling, but the motherfuckers that come out to agree and continue the dragging and the bashing they're not trolling. They really agree. And what can't happen is, you know, yeah, we want to ignore it and take the high road, but this is a struggle for a lot of people. You know, you can't sit here and talk about, oh, women can't do this or women are too dark, or this woman is this dark. We're not going to do that. And we're not going to say that everybody's going to...
Let me ask you something, though. If they attacking you, or if they attacking black women in general, and they saying something that you know is not true, what do you say to that? Like, if he says, oh, black women look like roaches, and you know you don't look like a roach as a black woman, what do you say to somebody who's even ignorant enough to say some shit like that? What do you say to that?
Well, black Twitter usually finds a way to just roast them real quick and keep them moving. And that's how it usually goes. Like, you will say something, and they will go straight to your profile picture and hit you with a one-headed quitter.
Clapback season.
And it's over. So it all depends on the situation and the person. Because, you know, it got that one, it'll just be that one joke. Take somebody to quote retweet that shit and it's over.
But you're saying don't even respond to it. But that's easier
said than done.
Bruh.
Oh no, I see. It is easier said than done. Trust me, I know. I totally understand. Cause like I said, I see it happen to y'all every day. Cause now, believe it or not,
do you defend?
I do, because I call, and this is the thing, I call niggas out on dumb shit. Like I just said about Gilbert Arenas, if it's dumb shit by a man or a woman, I'm gonna call it out. I don't care what race you are. I don't care which one of the 36 fucking genders you are. If you do some bullshit, I'll call you out about it. I don't care.
36 genders.
Okay. You are too funny.
Nah, cause those are the type of people.
Shut up.
We even have the feminists who go at they go at black men all the time. I don't even argue with certain people like that. Now if they attack me personally, then I will, you know, respond to them accordingly. But even then, I don't do the whole name calling and shit, because people don't really argue with me too much anyways, because they'll say some stupid shit like one girl called me short and I'm like, oh, I'm 6'4" and then she's like, oh, okay. It's like, you look fucking dumb. Like, don't try to argue with me on no dumb shit. You just look stupid. So, I think it is. I think it's people are really afraid to argue people they think are slightly attractive. I think that's what it is. Because I see some attractive people get away with some bullshit on Twitter, man. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. This is what you want to say. You know what? Shut your fine ass up. Looking like a snack. Like, what do you want to say to somebody?
The epitome of who gonna check me.
Right.
Okay, well, that's a good episode, man.
I think we're done.
Yeah, we're gonna get into some real next time, because I can see we need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we got questions. I got a lot of questions on the...
We got answers.
Go off.
You know, next episode, I'm gonna make a list of all my questions about the whole rape culture thing. I got questions on all of that shit. I need my questions answered for real.
We got you.
We got answers from our standpoint.
And wait, I'm not talking about those stupid obvious questions like, hey, if she's drunk, is that rape? Like, I know that. I know. I'm talking about some real shit, man. Like, for real. Thank y'all for listening, man. Episode 2 of The Plug. I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Definitely check out our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Subscribe to all our other shows.
Yeah. All right. I'm Lonnie Lynn. Follow me on Twitter at Lonnie, that's LONNI _LYNN.
And I'm Vanessa Nicole. You can follow me on Twitter at _V_Nicole_. Or on IG at _V.Nicole_. Thanks for listening, guys.
Oh my God. I'm going to put your name in the description as _.
That's cool. _Queen.
Like, for real. Like, that's insane.
It's popular. Listen.